शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिधिनामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो वेलकम टू आवर थर्ड सेशन ऑन दिस सेमिनार ऑन द आर्ट ऑफ सरेंडर। यस्टरडे वी बिगेन द डिस्कशन बाय speaking about how important the quality of surrender is in a devotee. Among all the qualities that a devotee has, Krishnaika Sharana, or taking exclusive shelter of Lord Krishna, is the primary quality or characteristic. All other qualities automatically manifest in course of time in a devotee who has taken shelter of the Supreme Lord. And this surrender is actually the root of all devotional service, without which the surrender or even the devotional service is actually hard to sustain. There is no taste in the devotional service without surrender. For a person who is truly surrendered, we also saw that Lord Shiva has defined devotional service as being taking shelter of Krishna with one's body, mind and words, taking complete shelter of Krishna. And when someone has taken such exclusive shelter of Krishna, then such a devotee has no interest in any other form of shelter except the Supreme Lord, the devotees, and the process of devotional service. Now, this reminds me of one point that I forgot to mention yesterday. There is a nice poem by King Kulashekhar. You've all heard the name of King Kulashekhar. What is he famous for? What is the book or the work that he's famous for? Mukunda Mala Stotra, very beautiful compilation of verses and glorification of Krishna. And he has also composed many other songs apart from the Mukunda Mala Stotra. So in one of these songs, in one of the verses, he describes himself to be like a bird that has gone out to the middle of the ocean, being perched on the flagpole of a ship. And then once the ship is in the middle of the ocean, the bird leaves that flagpole and goes all around in the sea, flies and flies and flies. But what will the bird see? Only water. Water, water, and only water. So there's no shelter. There's no place where the bird can land. So even after flying for many, many miles all around, there's no land. So what option is there for the bird? Comes back to the flagpole. And then rests on the flagpole. So King Kulushekhara is telling Krishna that, my dear Lord, having left the shelter, having ignored the shelter of your lotus feet, like this bird, I have also traveled to many, many places, been through many lifetimes, many species, many universes and planets, been there, done it so many times. But now eventually, after having gone through this long journey, what is my ultimate destination? I have no other shelter. I have discovered that there is no other shelter except your lotus feet. So I come back to where I should have been before. I come back and take shelter at your lotus feet. So this is a very beautiful analogy. So I think it will be very instructive and helpful for us to remember this analogy of the bird on the flagpole of the ship. It is not for any small reason that this material world is compared to an ocean. So it's called the ocean of material existence. And at least the ocean that is found on the earth, like the Pacific Ocean, Indian Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, at least they have limits. But this material ocean is practically limitless. You can't swim across. It's impossible. So where are we going to find shelter? We try to find shelter here and there, but these are all fallible shelters, false shelters. The only real shelter is Krishna's lotus feet. So the point is that once a Sharanagata devotee who has taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, he cannot accept any other shelter. And therefore, such a devotee becomes very, very dear to Krishna. We have also seen that there are six divisions or symptoms of surrender to Krishna. This was spoken by Lord Shiva in the Satvata Tantra, part of the Pancharatra scriptures. And as I mentioned yesterday, it also appears in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami, also in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu of Srila Rupa Goswami, and so on. And the verse that we read yesterday was a very important verse. So let's all chant it anyway together, responsibly, just to refresh our memories. Anukulyasya sankalpah,
anukulyasya sankalpah,
pratikulyasya varjanam,
pratikulyasya varjanam,
rakshishyati iti vishvaso,
rakshishyati iti vishvaso,
goptritve varanam tatha, Atmanikshepakarpanye,
Atmanikshepakarpanye,
Shadvidha Sharana Gatihi,
Shadvidha Sharana
Gatihi. So we saw that of these six divisions or symptoms of surrender, the first one is Anukulyasya Sankalpaha. To be very determined in accepting those things that are favorable for devotional service. So that is the first symptom of surrender. And this verse is very important because it teaches us at a practical level what surrender means. Otherwise, surrender is just a very theoretical concept. Yes, I am surrendering to Krishna. In India, you will find many people who will say, yes, I am also surrendered to Krishna. But they will still go to the cinema, they will still do this and that and watch television all day long and do so many other activities that are not quite the symptoms of one who is surrendered to Krishna. So what are the practical things that we should do and we should not do? What kind of attitude should we have? What kind of thinking process should we have? What should be our values? What should be the things we cherish and the things we avoid? So by our lifestyle, behavior, attitudes and so on, we can easily see whether somebody is actually surrendered or not. So the first symptom is that if we are really surrendered or trying to surrender with determination, we must accept all those things that are favorable for devotional service. How many of you have read the Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrita? Many. So somebody can tell the verse that tells us about the six things that are favorable for devotional service. Anyone would like to chant the verse? Someone? Yes. No. That is unfavorable. Favorable. Yes, Utsahan, yes, with great enthusiasm is saying so fast that we can't hear. Utsahat. So, Utsahan, Nischayat, Dhairyat, Tat Tat Karma Pravartanat, then Sangatyaga Sato Shato Vrittehi, Shadbhir Bhaktihi Prasidhyati. Shadbhir Bhaktihi Prasidhyati means that these six things are very favorable for devotional service. What are those six things? Utsahan, one must be very enthusiastic in performing devotional service. Enthusiasm is very important. If we are half-hearted or lukewarm in our practice of devotional service, then that is not a symptom of surrender to Krishna. One must do everything that we do for Krishna with enthusiasm. If there is no enthusiasm, then it means that one is surrendering to others also. Perhaps a little surrender to Krishna and quite a bit of surrender to Maya. Then nischayat, one must be very confident that performing devotional service will yield the proper results, the promised results. And at the same time, dhairyat, one must be very patient. One should not expect that the results will come overnight. That just by, it's only 1 year since I chanted 16 rounds, but still I'm not getting the ecstatic symptoms. The ashta sattvika vikar is 5 years, it's 10 years. But that body doesn't shiver and tremble. And all those things that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described doesn't seem to happen to me. It will come at the right time. Everything will happen in due course of time. We have to be patient while simultaneously being enthusiastic and confident. If we are simply patient but don't do any chanting, don't do any hearing, then we will remain patient for a long time. Forever. So the word patience has to be seen in conjunction with the other things that are favorable to devotional service. Then there is tat tat karma pravartanat, which means one must perform the regulative principles of devotional service very, very strictly. Rupa Goswami has identified 64 main items of sadhana bhakti. And the principle among them are chanting the holy names in the association of devotees, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, worshipping the deity of the Lord, worshipping Tulasi as well, staying in a holy place, associating with devotees. So these are all the different types of regulative principles that are extremely important for us to follow. Srila Prabhupada has given us a very balanced program, chanting our rounds, reading his books, coming and participating in satsangs like this, and so on. So if one does this, then one will make swift advancement. And then sangatyagat, one has to give up the association of non-devotees. Sato vrittehe, one has to follow in the footsteps of the saintly persons. So these are the six things that are favorable to devotional service. So one has to do them. Yesterday, at the very end, we chanted one bhajan. As I mentioned earlier yesterday, we are now referring to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's compilation of beautiful songs called Sharanagati, in which he has analyzed each of these six principles of surrender. And for each principle or division of surrender, he has composed several songs. And for each of them, we are going to sing one song. So yesterday, for Anukulyasya Sankalpaha, we sang one song. Shuddha Bhakata Charanirenu Bhajana Anukula. So I will try to describe the meaning of this. Of course, before that, we had chanted one song, which was an introduction to the whole process of Sharanagati and which outlined the six symptoms of surrender. So then, let's talk about the Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajan. So Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula. So the Charana Renu, or the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee, are Bhajana Anukula. They are very favorable for devotional service, for our bhajan. Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi Prema Lati Karamula. So the service to devotees is very, very important, and it can give us the ultimate perfection. Actually, the ultimate perfection is the service to pure devotees. And it is actually the root of the creeper of divine love. Prema Latikara Mula. Prema Latika means the creeper of devotional service. Madhava Tithi Bhakti Janani Jatane Palana Kori. Madhava Tithi refers to all the festivals of Krishna, like Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima, Ram Navami, and so on. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that these festivals, Madhava Tithi, are Bhakti Janani. They are the mother of Bhakti. Who does a mother give birth to? Children. So just as a mother gives birth to children, Bhakti is a mother. Or rather, the Utsavas, the festivals of Krishna are like a mother. And who do they give birth to? Bhakti. Why do the festivals of the Lord give birth to Bhakti? Why are they called the mother of Bhakti? Anyone? You serve the Lord, but you serve the Lord at home also? Sorry? Benefits are many times more. Why is that? It's a special day, yes. But then why not have the special day at home? Congregationally, yes. Actually, every single item of devotional service is performed in the festivals. All the 9 processes of devotional service and practically all the 64 items of sadhana bhakti, all are done in the festivals. There is a worship of the deity, there is chanting and hearing congregationally, there is hearing of katha, there is prasadam, all the different items, everything is done at one time. So because the festivals of the Lord involve performing all the limbs of devotional service and all the items of sadhana bhakti, therefore one gets so much more benefit. And especially in this day and age, the congregational performance of devotional service is really, really the way to advancement. Srila Prabhupada used to say that one cannot be Haridas Thakur in this age. Nobody can imitate Haridas Thakur. It is very hard. For advancement, it is important that one associates. And therefore, the festivals are perfect places where such advancement is possible. Jatane palana kori. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, with great firmness and determination, I follow all these festivals. Krishna basati vasati boli parama adare boli. So therefore, he is also staying. The things are here, right? Okay, the translation is also up on the board. And let the holy places of Krishna be actually the places of worship. So wherever Krishna vasati, wherever he resides, let me worship those places, because those places like Vrindavan, Mayapur are all very holy places. Gaur amara jeshabasthane koralo brahmanarange sheshabasthane heribo ami pranay bhakata sange. So all those places which my beloved Gaurachandra, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu visited with great happiness, koralo brahmanarange sheshabasthana, all those places heribo ami, I would like to see Pranay Bhakata Sange, in the association of loving devotees of the Lord. So going for parikramas sometimes is very helpful. Of course, all of you in New Jersey are a little far away from Vrindavan physically. But nevertheless, whenever it is possible for you financially and in other ways, it is helpful to go to the holy places once in a while. Of course, for us, the temples are holy places in whichever part of the world. But still, there are holy places like Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka. It is very helpful to go there. One time, Srila Prabhupada was speaking to one devotee. Srila Prabhupada wanted devotees to come for the God Purnima festival so that once a year, devotees in the West could get their spiritual batteries charged. And devotees would come in large numbers. So one of the leaders in America, he said, Prabhupada, it costs so much money to go from here to America and back. Then I think I can save that money if I don't go, and we can use that for preaching. So Prabhupada replied, well, you also spend so much money for eating. So you can save on eating, don't eat. Save your money with that and use for devotional service. Of course, Prabhupada was trying to make a point. What was the point? That just as if you don't feed your body will not be able to do work for long. You may do it for some time, but eventually the body will become so weak that you will not be able to do any work. Similarly, spiritually also we need nourishment. And that nourishment comes in the association of devotees. It comes by going to holy places, visiting the pastime places in the company of devotees, pranay bhakata sange, hearing and chanting together with devotees, relishing the power of the holy dhams like Vrindavan and Mayapur. So these things are quite important. These are very favorable things. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is outlining here all the principles that are favorable for devotional service. And he accepts that with determination. Serving the devotees and celebrating the festivals, worshipping and visiting the holy places. Mridanga vadya shunite mana avasara sada jache. Gaura vihita kirtana shuni ananda nidhridaya nache. So whenever I hear the sound of the mridanga, then I become very, very happy. I always desire to join Kirtana. And when I hear the bona fide songs describing Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, my heart dances in ecstasy. In other words, congregational chanting of the holy names. This is Mahaprabhu's movement. So very, very helpful for our devotional service. Jugala Murti Dekhiya Mora Parama Ananda Hai. Who is the Jugal Murti? Radha Krishna. Yugal means the couple, divine couple. So we see the divine forms of the Lord. We come to the temple, take darshan of the deities, and we get great happiness. Prasada seva korite hoy sakala prapancha jay. That we can't deny. So when we honor prasadam, then we get great happiness and we can actually conquer the world. Sakala prapancha jay. Why is that? How is it that by eating prasadam you can conquer the world? Consciousness is clean, okay, but something more? Is it an exaggeration or what is it? Material desires don't bother us, okay? You are what we eat, yes? Okay. Selfless. Okay. Well, yes, all this is right. But the real thing is, we chant it every day. Sharira avidyajal jadendriya tahikal jive phele vishesagare tar madhye jivhati lobhomai sudharmati. The next line. Take jeta kathin sansare. It is very easy to control the senses. Right? I was waiting for somebody to correct me. It is very difficult to control the senses. Take jeta kathina sansare. But Krishna bada dayamoya. But Krishna is very kind and merciful. Koribara jivhajai. Svaprasadanna dilobhai. So he has given us a very easy method. Among all the senses, the most difficult to control is the tongue. Because the tongue is voracious, very greedy. So Krishna, being very kind, has given us the means to control the tongue. By honoring Krishna Prasadam, we can conquer the tongue. When the tongue is conquered, all the senses are conquered. The tongue, belly, genitals, all in one line. Automatically all the senses then become controlled, just by controlling the tongue. And when the senses are controlled, one becomes the master of the world. If one conquers the world, but when one cannot conquer oneself, then what is the use of such conquest? We are actually slaves of our senses, godas. So therefore Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, just by honoring prasad, sakala prapancha jaya, we can actually attain victory over the material world. Jedina grihe bhajana dekhi grihete goloko bhai. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur was a grihastha. Some of you may be having one child, two children, three children, maybe some have four, very few may be having four. And you may think, well, it's so difficult to raise children. Bhakti Vinod Thakur had how many children? 13 children. And he had no difficulty. Of course, all of them, they became devotees of the Lord. And he says that, jedine grihe bhajana dekhi, when I come home and I see the bhajan of the Lord going on, devotional service to the Lord going on, then I see directly Goloka Vrindavan. I don't see anything else. So this is the vision that Bhakti Vinod Thakur has. When he comes home, he actually sees Goloka Vrindavan. He doesn't come back and see the television switched on. he doesn't come back and see so many other things going on. There is devotional service, the entire family is engaged in devotional service. Charana Sidhu Dekhiya Ganga Sukhasa Sima Pai. Then I see the Ganga, because Navadvip is right on the banks of the Ganga, which I understand to be Charana Sidhu coming, originating from the lotus feet, the Charana of Lord Vishnu. And then I feel unlimited happiness. So taking bath in Ganga, the Yamuna, etc. These are also parts of limbs of devotional service. Tulasi Dekhi Judaya Prana Madhava Toshani Jani. So when I see Tulasi Devi, then I become very, very happy. And because I know that this is very dear to Lord Madhava, Madhava Toshani Jani, I know that Tulasi is very pleasing to Krishna. Gaur Priya Shaka Sevane Jivana Sarthaka Mani. So when I taste the shak, a shak is a special kind of leafy vegetable which we are not supposed to eat in this month. This is the first month of Chaturmasya. So Mahaprabhu would love to have this shak. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when I eat the shak prasadam that was loved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I feel my life is successful. Bhakti Vinoda Krishna Bhajane Anukula Paya Jaha Prati Divase Paramasukhe Svikara Karoyetaha. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that whatever is favorable for my Krishna Bhajan, for my worship or service to Krishna, Prati Divase, every day, Paramasukhe, with great happiness, Svikara Karoyetaha. So I accept all these principles very, very determinedly, with great determination. So these are some of the activities that are very favorable for our devotional service, which we must accept. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has outlined these things here. But I must also point out that it is not just a question of accepting some physical things or physical processes which are favorable. For example, going to Vrindavan, chanting the holy names, taking bath in the Ganga, worshipping Tulasi. These are all wonderful devotional activities, but the benefit that we get from these activities will be directly proportional to our favorable devotional attitude. So it is very, very important that we accept that the most important and favorable aspect in our devotional service is our attitude. One of my favorite quotes from Srila Prabhupada's books is from the preface of The Nectar of Instruction, in which Srila Prabhupada says, "Advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower." Now I will say it once again, please hear with attention. Then I will request three or four devotees to repeat this. Advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. Advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on how much money, on the attitude of the follower. So now, any three devotees who would like to say yes? Very nice. Anybody else? Yes. Don't see, don't look into your book. Correct, advanced, yes, very nice. Anyone else from the Mataji side? Yes. Okay. One last person. Yes, advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. So if our attitude is favorable, then all these practices of devotional service will yield maximum benefit for us. But if the attitude is not favorable, then they will not yield good result. Just for example, if I'm chanting my japa, oh, what a burden, I have to finish this. Oh, when will I ever get over with this and get on to watch the next TV program? Or when will I, oh, today I have to go to the temple. Oh, I'm going to miss out so many nice other activities. So the attitude is like we feel it to be a burden or we're not happy. Then naturally the effect will be that much lesser. But if our attitude also is anukula, not only must the activities be anukula or favorable, but the attitude must also be favorable. And favorable attitudes with respect to what? With respect to the activity, with respect to the Lord, and with respect to the devotees. Three things. The acharyas have explained there are three realities in life: the Lord, the devotees, and devotional service. So our attitudes must be favorable towards these three things: towards the Supreme Lord, towards the devotees, and towards devotional service. Then our practice of devotional service will become very strong and will yield good results very quickly. So this is something very, very important for us. So similarly, whenever we are in the midst of devotees, we should try to practice these principles as much as we can so that we can make advancement very, very nicely. So having talked about now anukulyasya sankalpaha, let us go to the second, which is pratikulyasya varjanam. Inasmuch as one has to accept with determination all those things that are favorable for devotional service, equally one must with determination avoid or reject all those things which are unfavorable for devotional service. What is the verse in the Nectar of Instruction for this? Yes, now you can say Pranav Prabhu. Yes, atyahara prayasascha prajalpo niyamagraha. Then, janasangascha laulyamcha shadbhir bhaktihi vinashyati. So these six things will destroy our devotional service. What is that? Atyahar. Eating more than necessary or collecting more funds than necessary, just being after money, money all the time, or food, food all the time. Prayas, to do some unnecessarily extra endeavor for some mundane purpose, some mundane activities, to work unnecessarily hard. Prajalpa, worldly gossip, worldly talk, talks that have nothing to do with Krishna consciousness. Niyamagraha, the rules and regulations of the scriptures, either one accepts with so much of fanaticism that one even forgets what purpose they are meant for. One accepts it for the sake of accepting it, not in the spirit in which they are to be performed. Or niyam agraha, one gives up all these rules whimsically and says, I don't want to follow any rules and regulations at all. I want to live the way I want to live. So niyamagraha. So that's the fourth item that is unfavorable for devotional service. Janasangaha, association of non-devotees. Now that appears in the first verse also, the previous verse, which talked about items favorable for devotional service when we said we have to give up association of non-devotees. And here it says, accepting association of non-devotees is unfavorable. So we can see that avoiding association of non-devotees is so important. And laulyam. Laulyam means greed for material things. So one has to be careful. Rupa Goswami has told us these nice things. in our devotional service, which we should be careful about. And in as much as it is important to have a favorable mood in performing devotional service, it is also important to avoid unfavorable moods. So whatever are unfavorable attitudes, we should avoid. Can you mention some unfavorable attitudes for a devotee? Somebody can raise a hand and say? Yes. Put it in a sentence form with I. That means I so and so. Yes? Someone? I think I am the best devotee. Yes, that's an example of an attitude or a way of thinking. Is it favorable or unfavorable for devotional service? Unfavorable. So like this, you can phrase some sentences. Yes. I am always right. Yes, especially in America where you drive on the right side. It's hard to get used to it, come left and then right. Yes. Very good. What else? Very easy. You should come up, pat, pat, pat. I know everything. Yes. I think I have too much ego. That's favorable. Well, it's not favorable to have the ego, but it's favorable to think that I have ego, at least to recognize that I have too much ego. Right? Yes.
I can do anything I want.
Yes.
I don't need to listen to anybody.
Yes.
I think I can do better if the
situation would have been different. I think I can do better if the situation would have been different. Well, that depends. That depends. Yes.
I am fully surrendered.
So please don't tell me to surrender anymore. Because I'm already fully surrendered. Yes. My way is the right way. My way or the highway. Or my way or the runway. That's even better. So you get the point. It is very important to develop favorable attitudes and to avoid unfavorable attitudes. Of course, this topic is a very big topic and we could have gone on with it a lot. It's very important, but nevertheless, there are other topics to consider in this discussion. So suffice it to say here that now we have an idea of unfavorable attitudes and favorable attitudes. So we should try to develop the proper attitudes in addition to simply following the physical practices. So now the third point, it is rakshishyati iti vishvaso. To have that firm faith that Krishna will protect. Not only Krishna can protect, but Krishna will protect. But actually, there is a song from Sharanagati which I would like to sing for Pratikulyasya Varjanam. And that is up here.
Tuva bhakti pratikula dharma jate rai. Parama jatane taha Tyajibo nishchay. Tyajibo तुवा भक्ति बहिर्मुख संग न करिब गौरंग विरोधी जन मुख नहरिब भक्ति प्रतिकूल स्थाने ना करी वसती भक्तिर अप्रिय कार्य नाही करी रती भक्तिर विरोधी ग्रंथ पाठ न करिब भक्तिर विरोधी व्याख्या कभो न सुनिब गौरांग वर्जित स्थान तीर्थ नाही माने भक्तिर बाधक ज्ञान कर्म तुच्छ जाने भक्तिर बाधक काले ना कोरी आदर भक्ति बहिर्मुख निज जन जानी पर भक्तिर बाधिका स्पृहा करिब वर्जन अभक्त प्रदत्त अन्न ना कोरी ग्रहण जहा किछु भक्ति प्रति कुल बोली जाने त्यजिबो जतने ताहा ए निश्चय वाणी भक्ति विनोद पोड़ी प्रभु चरणे भक्ति नोद पोड़ी प्रभु र चरणे मागेश कति प्रति कुल्ये रवर्जने हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Translation. I vow to abandon without compromise all actions contrary to your devotional service. I will keep company with no one opposed to devotional service, nor even look at the face of a person inimical toward Lord Gauranga. I shall never reside at a place unfavorable for devotional practices. And may I never take pleasure in non-devotional works. I will read no book opposed to pure devotion, nor listen to any explanation with which disagrees with pure devotional principles. I will never regard as sacred any place where Lord Gauranga is rejected. And any knowledge hindering pure devotional service, I consider worthless. Any season which poses obstacles to the execution of devotional service shall find no favor with me. And I will consider all relatives or family members averse to pure devotion as strangers. I will abandon all desires that hinder devotion and never accept food offered to me by non-devotee atheists. I vow to promptly shun whatever I know to contradict pure devotion. This I strongly promise. Bhakti Vinod, falling at the feet of the Lord, begs for the strength to give up all obstacles to pure devotion. So in this song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has tried to identify some of the unfavorable elements in devotional service, including reading non-devotional books, including hearing non-devotional philosophies, and so on. So devotional service is a very serious business. One has to take to it with complete dedication and sincerity. Only then will it be possible for us to attain success. Then we come to the third division of Sharanagati or surrender, which is Rakshishyati Iti Vishvaso, that Lord Krishna will protect, certainly, to a devotee who has taken shelter at his lotus feet. Now there's a nice bhajan which we are going to sing. Yes, we will sing it now. Is it there on the board? Tumi tomari bejare. I'll read the translation before I sing the bhajan. Who can protect that person you wish to slay? The three worlds are obedient to your will. The gods headed by Brahma are your countless servants and stand ready to execute your command. By your will, planets exercise their auspicious or inauspicious influences. Illness, grief, death, and fear occur by your will. Your command is all-powerful. In fear of you, the wind blows, and the sun, moon, and all others perform their allotted duties. You are the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Spirit, supreme above all. Your residence is in the heart of your loving devotee. You are eternally pure. All your desires are fulfilled. Your name is Bhaktavatsala, for you are very affectionate to the Vaishnavas. You are the eternal Lord of your loving devotees. Who can slay that person whom you wish to protect? You are the law of all laws. O Lord, your eternal servant Bhakti Vinod has bowed down at your lotus feet. O Master, he cherishes the faith that you will surely protect him from all dangers. So we should follow in the footsteps of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and try to develop this staunch faith that if we surrender to Krishna and render pure devotional service to him, then Krishna will surely protect.
Tumi tomari bejare ketare rakhite pare. Ichha vasha tribhu tribhuvana. Brahma adi deva gana tava dasa aganana. Kare tava agyara palana. Tava iccha mate jata graha gana avirata. Shubha shubha phala kare dana. Roga shoka mriti bhaye tava iccha mate haye. Tava agya sada balavana. Tava bhaye vayu vaye sa chandra surya samudaya. Svasva niyamita karya kare. Tumi to parmeshvara para brahma paratpara. Tava basa bhakata antare. Sada shuddha siddha kama bhakata vatsala nama. Bhakata janira nitya swami. Tumi to rakhi bejare ketare marite pare.
Tumi to rakhi bejare ketare marite pare.
सकल विधिर विधि तुमि तोमर चरणे नाथ कोरिया छे प्रणिपात भक्ति विनोद तव दास विपदे होइते स्वामी अवश्य तहारे तुमे रक्षिबे तहार ए विश्वास हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
तुमी तो मारी बे जारे के तारे राखी ते पारे If you want to kill someone, O Lord, who can protect him? And if you want to protect someone, who can kill him? Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe ke. So there are many, many such proverbs about how if the Supreme Lord wants to protect someone, no one can kill him. Not even if he is the most powerful person in the universe like Hiranyakashipu, who tried to kill Prahlad, and he couldn't even harm Prahlad, even one hair on Prahlad's body. He tried to have Prahlad burnt in the fire. He tried to have him thrown in a pit of snakes, he tried to feed him poison, he tried all kinds of black magic, threw him from the top of a cliff, tried to get him crushed under the feet of a mad elephant, he had him attacked with sharp weapons. He tried everything possible, but he just could not harm Prahlad. Why? Because Krishna wanted to protect Prahlad. There was nothing Hiranyakashipu could do. It is said in the scriptures that when we use some force or power or do anything basically against a devotee of the Lord, then that eventually comes back to us. So offending the devotees is like a very strong boomerang. You know what's a boomerang? You throw and comes back to you. It comes back with double force. So with Hiranyakashipu, it came back millionfold. Of course, Hiranyakashipu was fortunate that the Lord personally came and killed him with his own lotus hands. But the point is that the Lord didn't descend to kill Hiranyakashipu. The Lord descended to protect Prahlad. There's a difference. If it was just a matter of killing Hiranyakashipu, even though he says, Vinashaya cha dushkritam, that I descend to kill the demons, but he can also do that through his agents. The demigods are there, or even material nature is very powerful. All he had to do was make Hiranyakashipu get a heart attack or something. He would have fallen dead over there. Similarly, even to establish dharma, dharma sansthapanarthaya, doesn't really need the Lord to come down. His devotees can do that. So many great saintly people in history have done that. But when it comes to Krishna protecting his devotees, that is something that Krishna wants to do himself. Because the devotees are so dear to Krishna. That is why Krishna comes here to protect his devotees rather than to destroy the miscreants. And this is best exemplified in the pastime of his protecting Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj didn't cry out to Krishna, or what to speak of Krishna, he didn't even cry out to the demigods or to anyone for help. He didn't go to lawyers, the doctors, the police, or anybody. He just remembered Krishna, that's all. And that was sufficient for him. That remembrance of Krishna was so strong and so powerful that it even managed to subdue the great demon Hiranyakashipu. So from Prahlad's example, we can understand that the Supreme Lord will always protect his surrendered devotees. Similarly, with Ambarish Maharaj, we see Maharaj Ambarish also did not protest or did not retaliate or react when Durvasa Muni unleashed a fierce Rakshasa or a demon upon him. He just stood silent, remembering the Supreme Lord. So even though Ambarish Maharaj was silent and unresponsive, but Krishna was not unresponsive. His Sudarshan Chakra just flew off his fingers and burnt that demon to ashes and then started chasing Durvasa Muni, who fled for his life. Nobody could save Durvasa Muni, not even Lord Narayan. He went all the way to Vaikuntha. Finally, Lord Narayan told him, look, the only solution is to go back to Ambarish Maharaj, the person whom you have offended. Beg forgiveness from him, and that is the only way that you can become free from this offense. So he did that. Maharaj Ambarish, being a very pure devotee of the Lord, was very embarrassed that a great sage like Durvasa Muni had taken this position of begging forgiveness from him. He was so embarrassed, but in any case, he naturally accepted the mood of Durvasa Muni, and this he prayed to the Sudarshan Chakra that if I have done any piety, any devotional service, please accept my request and spare this Brahmana. Then the Sudarshan Chakra became pacified and left Durvasa Muni. So Krishna protects even though the devotee may himself never try to protect himself. But Krishna does the protection. These are some cases where the devotee did not ask for protection. There are other cases where the devotee asked for protection and Krishna came. Like Gajendra. When Gajendra was fighting with the crocodile in the water for 1,000 years, both were exceptionally strong and it was an even match. But because the elephant was in the water, and his natural environment is the land, and the natural environment of the crocodile is the water, so the crocodile was at an advantage. And therefore, as the 1,000 years elapsed, the elephant Gajendra started feeling himself getting weaker. And he felt, now I'm going to get defeated. So at that time, he remembered the prayers that he used to offer to the Supreme Lord in his previous life as a king, Indradyumna. Not the Indradyumna who built the Jagannath temple, another king, Indradyumna. And as soon as the Lord sitting in Vaikuntha heard the helpless cry of Gajendra, he immediately came. He didn't put him on the waiting list. He didn't take time to come. Garuda flew him in a moment, in a second from Vaikuntha, all the way from Vaikuntha he reached the place where Gajendra was. He used his Sudarshan Chakra, cut off the crocodile's head and delivered the crocodile and also saved Gajendra. So Krishna will respond to our calls if they are done helplessly. Because Gajendra cried out helplessly, earlier he was taking shelter of his own power because he was very strong physically. But as he realized that his own strength was incapable or insufficient of protecting him, then he finally took exclusive shelter of Krishna. That is when Krishna came. Similarly with Draupadi, when the disrobing of Draupadi took place in the court of Dhritarashtra in Hastinapura, Draupadi first of all appealed to all the distinguished people in that assembly, including her own husbands who could not do anything, and then to the elders like Dhritarashtra, Bhishma, Drona, Kripacharya. None of them could do anything. Then she started taking refuge in her own physical strength. She tried to hold on to her own clothes, but Dushasan, who was disrobing her, was much stronger. So that did not help. And then she tried to call out to Krishna with one hand raised and one hand still holding her clothes, but still she had not taken complete shelter of Krishna. Still one hand was still trying to protect herself. Finally, when in utter helplessness, she raised both her hands and cried out the name of Govinda, it was then that Krishna immediately appeared. Because he reciprocated with the helpless cry of Draupadi and the exclusive shelter that she had taken of him. So long as she had not taken complete shelter, Krishna did not appear. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam sathaiva bhajamyaham. Krishna says, as you surrender to me, I reward you accordingly. So if one's surrender is half-hearted, Krishna's appearance will also be half-hearted. Krishna's protection will also not be complete. To the degree that our shelter that we are taking of Krishna is complete, to that degree, Krishna's protection will be complete. One time there was a little child. I think I told this story one time before. He fell off from his little cot and fell to the ground with a thud and naturally started howling, crying. The mother was in some other room in the house, and the mother came crying, came running, because the child was crying. She lifted the child and pacified the child, consoled the child, and gave some nice sweet to eat. The child saw the sweet and was very happy. He stopped crying and started eating the sweet. Then the child's intelligence started working. He started thinking, this is a good thing to do. This sweet was quite delicious. So I want another sweet. So a good way of getting the sweet is to cry. Because I cried and I got the sweet. So this time he again started crying. But this time mother didn't come. Started crying a little more. Still mother didn't come. Then really started yelling. Finally mother said, I'm coming, wait. Kept the child waiting because she was busy with something else. Finally she came. Then she tried to find out what happened and so on. The child replied, I'll tell you later why I was crying. First you tell me why didn't you come. When I cried for you last time, you came immediately. And this time when I was crying, you took your time to come. So the mother said, last time when you cried for me. So I came very quickly. But this time you cried for the sweet. Didn't cry for me. So similarly, when we cry out to Krishna, oh Krishna, please give me that latest iPad. Or please give me that latest BMW. Then Krishna may come, may not come, he will use his discretion to come or not to come. But if we take complete shelter of Krishna, only for Krishna's sake, not for the little sweet, then Krishna will immediately respond. Draupadi prays in the Mahabharata, Pratigyatava Govinda, name bhaktaha pranashyati, iti samsmritya samsmritya pranadharayamyaham. She says, "My dear Krishna, O Govinda, you have made a promise, a pratigya. Pratigya tava Govinda. Your promise is name bhaktaha pranashyati, that my devotee will never perish. So iti, this promise of yours, samsmritya, remembering this promise of yours, pranan dharayam yaham, I am still alive. I am still holding the life airs within my body, with the hope and the faith and the conviction that you will always protect your devotees. Your devotees' shelter of you will never go in vain." So this is how the principle of protection actually works. So we also would call out helplessly to Krishna for protection, and Krishna will give. Srila Prabhupada used to say that is how we must chant the holy names, the Hare Krishna mantra, like the child crying out for its mother. So we must also chant the holy names, taking shelter of Krishna. Namashraya kori yatane tumi thakah apane kaje. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, take the shelter of the holy name of the Lord. Now that you're exhausted with all your material endeavors, now forget everything else and take exclusive shelter of Krishna. In Vrindavan, we see this principle of protection. The Brajabasis had taken complete shelter of Krishna, even though he was only a small boy. When Indra unleashed the terrible torrents of rain, because the Brajabasis did not worship him and instead worshipped Govardhan, then the Brajabasis came to Krishna for protection. And Krishna very easily lifted Govardhan Hill and offered protection to all the Brajabasis. Krishna's protection to the Brajabasis was not an occasional thing, it was a daily thing. It is said that every day some of the other asura came there and Krishna killed them. Probably it was like an appetizer for Krishna before lunch. Just polish off a few asuras and then Krishna was ready to take his prasadam. Vamas tamarasakshasya. That left hand of Krishna, who is tamarasa akshasya. Tamarasa means the lotus petal. Aksha means the eyes. So let the left hand of Krishna, which lifted the Govardhan Hill, protect you. Patuvaha, may that protect you. Because this left hand of Krishna is capable of lifting the Govardhan Hill, which then protected all the Brajabasis. So the Acharyas have said, yes, may this left hand of Krishna, or even the little finger of Krishna, protect you. Krishna doesn't need much to protect. He can even think and we are protected. He doesn't need to do any physical activity for protecting us. Simply by his desiring so, we will be protected. So Krishna very lovingly used his own hands to raise Govardhan like a mushroom. And he held it aloft for 7 days and seven nights to protect all the Brajabasis. So we see once again that Krishna's shelter never goes in vain. Avashya Rakshibe Krishna Vishvasa Palana, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that one must have that faith that Krishna will certainly protect us. So will he protect our body? Will he protect our wealth? What will he protect? It depends. Ultimately, he will protect our consciousness. But where necessary, he will protect our body. Where helpful, he will protect our wealth. Where it is not helpful, he will not protect our wealth. Then somebody may take away our wealth. Somebody may take away our health. But generally, when we talk of protection, whatever is helpful for our Krishna consciousness, Krishna will do. Krishna's protection will take the form of whatever is best for our progress in spiritual life. Not necessarily only protecting the body. Although, sometimes that is also important. And Krishna may do that. Like he did for Gajendra. For Draupadi, it was not even the protection of the body, it was protection of something that was subtle, that was her honor, her sense of shame. So Krishna protected that. So Krishna can protect anything. He can protect our body if he likes, and actually he's doing it. Krishna can protect our honor, our name. He can protect our wealth if he likes. But sometimes when he thinks that these things may be disturbances in our spiritual life, he may take them away. In this way, Krishna's protection has to be understood. But we have to have faith that whatever Krishna does in our life, his protection is assured. So we will, I think, stop here for now. For a little break, or we'll go one more. Let's have a little song, then we will take a break. Because now we have come to Goptritve Varanam, the fourth principle of surrender. Yes, we have? Yes. Goptritve Varanam means to have the faith that Krishna is the one who will maintain us. Who is our maintainer and guardian.
Tumi Sarveshwareshwara Rajendra Kumara
He is not Sarveshwara. Sarveshwareshwara. Ishwara means controller. Sarva Ishwara Ishwara. He is the Ishwara of Sarva Ishwara. He is the controller of all the controllers. Sarveshwareshwara. Sarva Ishwara Ishwara. Yes? So not Sarveshwara. He is of course Sarveshwara. But he is Sarveshwareshwara. Controller of all the controllers. So we'll sing again.
Tumi Sarveshwareshwara Vrajendra Kumara Tomar ichhaya vishve srijana samhara Tava ichha mata brahma Korena Srijana Tava Ichha Mata Vishnu করে না পালন। তব ইচ্ছা মতে মতে শিব করে না সংহার। তব ইচ্ছা মতে শিব করে না সংহার। শিব তব ইচ্ছা মতে মায়া সৃজে কারাগার। ইচ্ছা মতে জীবে জন্ম মরণ। সমৃদ্ধি নিপাতে দুঃখ সুখ সংঘটন। মিছে মায়া বদ্ধ জীব আশা পাশে ফিরে। তব ইচ্ছা বিনা কিছু করিতে না পারে। তুমি তো রাখক আর পালক আমার। তোমার চরণ বিনা আশা নাহি আর। নিজ বল চেষ্টা প্রতি ভরসা ছাড়িয়া নিজ বল চেষ্টা প্রতি ভরসা ছাড়িয়া। তোমার ইচ্ছা আছে নির্ভর করিয়া। ভক্তি বিনোদ অতি
दिन अकिंचन तुमर इच्छा तर जीवन मरण तुमि सर्वेश्वरेश्वर ब्रजेन्द्र कुमार तुमर इच्छा विश्वे सृजन संहार हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे
Hare Krishna. So we'll take a break now and we'll come back after maybe 15 minutes. Sufficient? 5:30? Okay. So we'll come back at 5:30 and resume the remainder of the class.